Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Coffee Break German Magazine, Season 1, Episode 1. Herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht es super. Und dir, Marc?
Ja, sehr, sehr gut und sehr froh, hier zu sein.
Ja, ich auch. Es ist lange her.
It is indeed quite a long time since we've been in the recording studio recording some Coffee Break German, but we're delighted to be back with this season of our magazine. Now, the magazine is a little different to our full 40-lesson seasons of Coffee Break German. What we feel at this stage is that we've gone so far with German, but there is a point at which you cannot really keep going forward. You need to go wider and then forward. So what we are needing to do with our German, or at least what I'm needing to do with my German, is build my vocabulary, build my understanding through experiencing the language in a number of situations. And that is exactly what we're hoping you will find this Coffee Break German magazine useful for. Also, Andrea, was hast du seit unserer letzten Aufnahme gemacht?
Ja, ich habe natürlich viel gearbeitet,
ja.
Aber ich war auch im Urlaub.
Ja.
Und zwar war ich in der Schweiz.
Ach so.
Das war super.
Ja.
Ich habe meine Mutter besucht und wir waren glampen.
Glampen.
Ja.
Also das bedeutet glamorous camping.
Ja,
nicht wahr?
Genau.
Ausgezeichnet. Und das, wie sagt man glamping auf Deutsch?
Ja, das ist glampen.
Glampen. Oh,
ja,
okay.
Wir benutzen das Verb glampen.
Glampen, okay. So glamping,
ja.
Glamorous camping.
Ja, das sehr war gut. Super, sehr schön.
Okay.
Und du, Marc, warst du auch weg? Was hast du gemacht?
Ja, wir waren auch weg. Wir waren in Mallorca.
Oh, sehr schön.
Im Urlaub. Ja, sehr, sehr schön. Und sehr schönes Wetter.
Ah, das glaube ich gern.
Ja, und wir waren auch in Schweden.
Lernst du jetzt auch Schwedisch?
Ja.
Also wirklich.
Ich liebe die schwedische Sprache.
Ja, Sprache.
Sprache.
Ja?
Oh, one day I'll get these endings correct.
Und wo genau warst du in Schweden?
Also in Schweden waren wir in Stockholm.
Ah, super.
Und ich liebe Stockholm, ich liebe Schweden, ja. Es war sehr, sehr gut.
Super.
Okay, in this podcast, what's going to happen? Well, this is all about helping you and me to increase our vocabulary and to raise our awareness of the way in which German works through natural texts and through natural experience of the language. So there are going to be three sections of our podcast. The first section is focusing on a text, and our colleague Oliveira will be here to share the text with us. And then we'll talk about the language in the text and get into the vocabulary and the grammar and see how the language is used naturally through this text. Our middle section is a phone-in. We're looking forward to listening to a question from one of our listeners, and we will then listen to Andrea's answer to that question, which will help us all develop our German. And then in the final section, this is what we're calling the icing on the cake.
The Sahnehäubchen.
The Sahnehäubchen. And the icing on the cake is just something extra, perhaps an idiomatic expression or something like that. And that's when Oliveira will be back with us. But for now, I think it's time to get on with the podcast.
Ja, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit.
Los geht's. Okay, it's time to begin with our text. Bühne frei für Oliveira.
Sorry, before we go any further, Andrea, what does Bühne frei mean?
It means the stage is ready or free for Oliveira.
Ah, okay, so over to you, Oliveira.
Yes.
Hallo zusammen, hier ist Oliveira. Wir haben heute einen sehr interessanten Text für euch. Es geht nämlich um Tatort. Also, los geht's. Tatort ist die beliebteste und langlebigste Kriminalfilmreihe im deutschsprachigen Raum. Die Filme erzählen voneinander unabhängige Geschichten, in denen Kommissare Kriminalfälle in verschiedenen deutschsprachigen Städten aufklären. Das Besondere ist, dass jede Region seinen eigenen Tatort produziert. So gibt es Tatort in über 20 verschiedenen deutschen Städten. Auch Wien hat seinen eigenen Tatort und ebenso gibt es seit 2011 den Schweizer Tatort in Luzern. Jeder Tatort bringt so etwas aus seinen eigenen regionalen Wurzeln mit. Schauspieler sprechen in lokalen Dialekten und die Handlung bezieht sich oft auf lokale Bräuche oder Besonderheiten. Auch die Stimmung variiert von Tatort zu Tatort. Das Münchner Kommissar-Duo bringt die Zuschauer oft zum Lachen, während die hannoversche Kommissarin lieber allein ermittelt. Obwohl es um Kriminalfälle geht, steht im Tatort nicht die Gewalt selbst im Vordergrund, wie in vielen anderen Krimiserien. Hier geht es vor allem um das Lösen der Fälle und die persönliche Entwicklung der Charaktere, was somit Zuschauer aus fast allen Altersklassen beeindruckt. Seit der Erstausstrahlung im westdeutschen Fernsehen im Jahr 1970 wurden über 1000 Tatortfilme produziert. Der Vorspann und das Format sind aber seitdem immer noch dieselben. Selbst heutzutage noch versammeln sich etwa 7 Millionen Zuschauer traditionsgemäß sonntagabends um 20.15 Uhr vor dem Fernseher, um Tatort zu schauen. Und zwar nicht nur zu Hause. Manche Bars erhalten DVDs mit den neuen Folgen im Voraus und übertragen sie. Vor dem Ende wird die Folge angehalten und die Gäste spekulieren und diskutieren zusammen, wen sie für den Täter halten. Es gibt auch im Internet Diskussionsplattformen auf sozialen Medien wie Facebook und Twitter. Das meiste Ergänzungsmaterial findet man aber auf der Internetseite des Ersten. Hier kann man durch zusätzliche Infos und viele vergangene Folgen stöbern.
Okay, thank you, Oliveira. A very interesting text about Tatort. Andrea, you're smiling away here.
Ich liebe Tatort. I absolutely love Tatort. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, before I had a child, Sunday evening was Tatort time.
Yeah, sacrosanct for Tatort.
Yes, absolutely. And I miss it. And I look forward to going back to Tatort. It's so exciting.
So Tatort literally, is that crime scene? Is
crime scene,
crime
yes.
scene, Tatort.
The deed tat is, it's the deed, but it's also, it's a criminal deed.
A criminal deed,
yeah.
Okay. I think we've talked about Tatort, I think, in one of our reading clubs or perhaps in a Facebook post or something like that. But this is certainly more information about Tatort. And it's very interesting to see exactly what happens with Tatort and the fact that it's so much across the German-speaking world.
Yes, and it has been running for so long. So everybody knows Tatort and... I'm sure everyone has seen a Tatort. Mm-hmm. And it's just a lot of people like it. It's very, very popular. And as you said, it's all over Germany. It's also in Austria and it's also in Switzerland. And that's really exciting, especially when you are in a city that you know well.
Yep.
And they speak the dialect that you know well and they talk about things that happen that are typical
that
for this area.
With.
So that's really, yeah. It's really nice.
I guess in a certain way, it's kind of like CSI, where you've got CSI Las Vegas, CSI Miami, CSI, all the different CSIs in the States. And I think there are Canadian CSIs as well. But I think probably it's got a different cultural context.
Yes, because it's been on the television for so long and my grandparents watched it, my parents watch it, I watch it.
Excellent.
It's just so embedded in our culture.
Yeah. Okay, let's go through the text now.
Yes.
And we'll take each line and if Andrea reads the line and then we'll talk about the language in that line. I'll do my best to translate, but I'll have lots of questions. You know me, I'll have lots of questions, okay? Let's begin then.
Tatort ist die beliebteste und langlebigste Kriminalfilmreihe im deutschsprachigen Raum.
Okay, so we're talking here about Tatort, and it's the most beloved?
Yes, or popular.
Popular, okay. Mm-hmm. Beliebteste.
Mm-hmm.
Und langlebigste, so is that the long living?
Yes.
So it's been around for a long time.
Yes, but it's the most long living.
The most long living, mm-hmm. Okay. Then Kriminalfilmreihe, series?
Yeah.
Okay. Im deutschsprachigen Raum would be in the German-speaking area,
yes,
world.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And it is, I find this really good, it is a Kriminalfilm. Uh-huh. It's not a normal series. Each of the Tatort qualifies as a film.
So they're entire stories in themselves?
Yes, and they are 90 minutes or 100 minutes long.
Okay. So they're actual films. Each one's a film.
Yes.
It's not a continuation of a story from one week to the next. Okay, let's go into the next section.
Die Filme erzählen voneinander unabhängige Geschichten, in denen Kommissare Kriminalfälle in verschiedenen deutschsprachigen Städten aufklären.
Okay, so this is quite a long sentence here. So die Filme erzählen, is that to explain?
No, tell.
To tell. So the films tell from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Unabhängige Geschichten. Are these separate stories?
Yeah, independent. Independent.
Independent, okay. Mm-hmm. Unabhängige Geschichten. Independent stories. In denen, so in which,
mm-hmm.
Kommissare Kriminalfälle, mm-hmm. Can you help us here?
Yeah, in which, and Kommissar is this...
The commandant or something,
yes,
like that.
Yes, a police
officer.
Detective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in which police detectives, and then the verb is at the end. Which one is the verb?
Aufklären.
Yeah. Clear up or solve.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go back to Kriminalfälle.
Yep.
Criminal cases in verschiedenen deutschsprachigen Städten.
In different German-speaking cities.
Yes.
Okay. So these are stories in which the detectives solve criminal cases in different German-speaking cities, yeah?
Ja, genau.
Okay, so go on.
Das Besondere ist, dass jede Region seinen eigenen Tatort produziert.
So, Besondere, remind me of that?
The special thing about this.
Okay, so the special thing is, and we're including thing because we're mm-hmm. using an adjective
genau.
As a noun there.
Genau.
Yeah? So the special thing about this is that each region its own Tatort produces.
Genau.
So the Das is throwing the produziert to the end.
Mm-hmm.
So the exciting, or the special thing is that each region produces its own Tatort.
So gibt es Tatort in über 20 verschiedenen deutschen Städten.
As a result, there are Tatort in over 20 different German cities.
Genau. Auch Wien hat seinen eigenen Tatort.
Also Vienna has its own Tatort.
Und ebenso gibt es seit 2011 den Schweizer Tatort in Luzern.
Right, so ebenso, is that like even?
No, also.
Also, okay. So, and also, since 2011, Switzerland has its own, has had its own Tatort in Luzern.
Yes.
Okay.
Jeder Tatort bringt so etwas aus seinen eigenen regionalen Wurzeln mit.
Okay, so each Tatort, is this like brings something from its own regional area?
Yes, regional roots.
Is that the Wurzeln?
Wurzel is a root.
Root as in the root of a plant?
Yes.
Okay, so every Tatort brings something of its own regional roots,
mm-hmm.
yeah?
Schauspieler sprechen in lokalen Dialekten.
So the Schauspieler are the actors,
mm-hmm.
and they speak in local dialects.
Yes. Und die Handlung bezieht sich oft auf lokale Bräuche und Besonderheiten.
Right, I think I need some help here. Die Handlung, is that the action, the thing
yes,
that's happening?
Yes, it's the story.
The story, okay. Bezieht sich oft auf lokale Bräuche oder Besonderheiten. No,
yeah.
You need to help me.
Nice, I like this. So, sich beziehen auf mm-hmm. is to refer to.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's a nice reflexive verb.
Okay. I wouldn't have guessed that. So that's
No. With auf as the preposition.
Right.
Okay.
So the Bräuche.
And the Bräuche are customs.
Okay, is that linked to brauchen in some way?
Probably, right. If you go very much back to the past.
Right, okay.
Okay, so der Brauch, mm-hmm, is a custom.
A custom, okay. Mm-hmm. So they refer to local customs or Besonderheiten, needs?
No, it would be idiosyncrasies.
Idiosyncrasies, okay. Idiosyncrasies. There we go. So Brauch is a custom, and that, mm-hmm, becomes Bräuche.
Yeah.
And Besonderheit becomes Besonderheiten.
Yeah.
So genau. Idiosyncrasies and customs. Good.
Auch die Stimmung variiert von Tatort zu Tatort.
Is Stimmung the voice?
No, that's die Stimme.
Ah, okay.
Stimmung is atmosphere.
Right. So also the atmosphere changes from Tatort to Tatort.
Das Münchner Kommissar-Duo bringt die Zuschauer oft zum Lachen.
Right. Does this mean that the detective duo in Munich makes the viewer often laugh?
Yes, they are very funny.
They're very funny, okay.
Während die hannoversche Kommissarin lieber allein ermittelt.
Ermittelt comes from?
Investigate.
Okay, so what's the full verb there?
Ermitteln.
Ermitteln, okay. So is this the detective from Hanover prefers to investigate alone?
Yes, indeed. So and what do you know about the detective from Hanover?
That he's from Hanover.
Is he?
Ah, it's Kommissarin.
Ja.
So it's a female detective.
Ja,
I apologize.
Genau.
Okay,
genau.
So während die hannoversche Kommissarin, mm-hmm, lieber allein ermittelt.
Genau.
Okay. As we're reading the text here, you may be wondering, can you see the full transcript and so on? And we'll be telling you more about how to get access to that full transcript in just a moment. But for now, let's continue with our text.
Obwohl es Kriminalfälle geht, steht im Tatort nicht die Gewalt selbst im Vordergrund.
Okay. Obwohl es although?
Mm-hmm.
Although it is about crimes.
Ja.
Steht im Tatort nicht die Gewalt.
So, im Vordergrund stehen.
Is that in the foreground?
Ja.
So that's it's not the main thing that's happening.
Ja, genau.
What's the Gewalt?
Gewalt is violence.
Okay, steht im Tatort nicht die Gewalt. So the violence is not in the foreground.
No, it's not the most important thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Wie in vielen anderen Krimiserien.
So as in many other crime series.
Genau. Hier geht es vor allem das Lösen der Fälle und die persönliche Entwicklung der Charaktere.
So is vor allem, is like that before everything else?
It means above all.
Above all, okay, right. Mm-hmm. So here, above all, the important thing is das Lösen der Fälle. So the Fälle is the crime.
Yeah, it's a case.
The case, okay. Mm-hmm. What are the Lösen?
Solve the case.
Oh, of course,
so
right,
it's,
okay.
We have nominalized this verb. Lösen, uh-huh, is the verb. Das Lösen is the solving of the cases.
So that's the most important thing. That's,
yes.
That comes above all.
Yes.
And also, und die persönliche Entwicklung der Charaktere. So it's the personal something of the, yeah, characters.
Yeah, die Entwicklung is the development.
Development, I should know that. Yeah. Okay, so, and the development of the characters as people.
Yes,
yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Was somit Zuschauer aus fast allen Altersklassen beeindruckt.
Oh, well, the Zuschauer is the viewer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an almost all something. I'm not
Altersklassen. Sure. Schauen wir das mal an. Huh? Alter, was ist Alter?
Age.
Ja, und Klasse?
And class?
Ja, so age classes, age groups.
Age groups, okay, ja. Right. So does this mean that it beeindruckt,
mm-hmm,
it is suitable for all ages.
Impresses.
Impresses. Okay. Yeah. Beeindrucken. I think we've come across that before.
Yes, yeah. And you can really take it apart. So drucken, mm-hmm, is press.
It's to press, yeah. Yep.
And beein, so impress.
Impress, right.
Yeah.
Okay, of course. So can we just go through that whole sentence
again? Whole sentence, yeah. Hier geht es vor allem um das Lösen der Fälle und die persönliche Entwicklung der Charaktere, was somit Zuschauer aus fast allen Altersklassen beeindruckt.
So, in the Tatort here, what is the, above all, it is the solving of the case and the personal
cases,
yeah, the, the personal development of the characters that impresses all age groups of viewers.
Yes.
Okay. Right. It took a little while to get
there,
but it's a tricky sentence. Okay, let's move on.
Seit der Erstausstrahlung im westdeutschen Fernsehen im Jahr 1970 wurden über 1000 Tatortfilme produziert.
Okay, now again, this is an example of the kind of words and phrases that I could never put together myself, but I think I know what's going on here. So the Erstausstrahlung
is a brilliant German word.
It's the premiere? It's the first showing, yeah?
Yes.
So since the first showing in West German television.
Yes, it's the first broadcasting. Ausstrahlung is a broadcast.
A broadcast, okay.
And Erst is the first time, yeah?
So this is the first broadcast in West German television.
Yeah,
in the
isn't that interesting?
Yeah, definitely. So in the year 1970, long before 1989.
Yes.
So since then, there were over 1,000 Tatort films produced. What's this wurden here? Because I'm
This is where German and English don't use the same tense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you would use present perfect in English.
Uh-huh.
You would say have been
produced.
Yeah. But we use a past tense.
Okay.
Because although it's until now, it's still they were all produced and it's for us it's over.
Okay. And that's wurden from werden to, to become in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's a kind of passive type scenario, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Der Vorspann und das Format sind aber seitdem immer noch dieselben.
What's the Vorspann?
Der Vorspann ist die Musik am Beginn der Sendung.
Ah, okay, so it's the theme music.
Yeah, the theme music and also the pictures.
Right,
and,
the title sequence.
This has become something that every Tatort viewer loves, okay? Missing the Vorspann. It's really upsetting.
Oh dear. Okay. So the Vorspann is the title sequence.
Yes.
And the format ever since they have been exactly the same, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Selbst heutzutage noch versammeln sich etwa 7 Millionen Zuschauer traditionsgemäß sonntagabends um 20.15 Uhr vor dem Fernseher, um Tatort zu schauen.
Right, okay. Even nowadays, still some 7 million viewers traditionally on a Sunday evening at 8:15 in front of the television sit down or get together.
Yeah, get together, yeah.
To watch the Tatort.
Genau.
Oh, okay.
Und zwar nicht nur zu Hause.
My favorite German phrase. Und zwar, and giving more information, not only at home.
Manche Bars erhalten DVDs mit den neuen Folgen im Voraus und übertragen sie.
Right. Erhalten?
Receive.
To receive. So, I was thinking about this. Does this mean that the bars receive DVDs with the new episodes before they're...
Yes,
broadcast.
I had no idea.
Okay.
If I had known about this, I would be going
there.
To these bars.
So then the übertragen sie, does that mean they show them?
Yes, übertragen is also to broadcast.
To broadcast, okay.
Vor dem Ende wird die Folge angehalten.
Do they, right, halten must be something to do with stopping. So
yes.
Do they stop... the broadcast or play before the end.
It's yes, so they pause because
they pause.
It's a DVD.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pause. Und die Gäste spekulieren und diskutieren zusammen, wen sie für den Täter halten.
Right, so the guests in the bars or the wherever they're watching speculate and discuss together wenn sie für den Täter halten.
Ja, wen. Wen, nicht wenn, wen.
Wen. So, help me with this. I think I know what it means, but...
So, der Täter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
crimes.
Wir haben die Tat.
Ja. Yeah.
Die Tat ist the crime.
The crime.
Und der Täter ist die Person, der die Tat begangen hat.
Right.
Ja?
So who is responsible for the crime?
Which genau.
Criminal? Okay. Who genau. done it, basically?
Ja, genau. Sehr gut. Es gibt auch im Internet Diskussionsplattformen auf sozialen Medien wie Facebook und Twitter.
So there are also Internet discussion platforms and on social media like Facebook and Twitter.
Genau. Das meiste Ergänzungsmaterial findet man aber auf der Internetseite des Ersten.
Ergänzungsmaterial.
So, ergänzen ist to complement.
Aha.
So, das Ergänzungsmaterial ist just... Is
complementary der, material.
Yes, yeah. And there is a lot.
Okay, so
there is a making of,
yep.
Then there is an interview,
okay.
And then there is maybe a discussion.
Sometimes when particularly with true crime things, you often get on the internet maps of the crime locations and other pieces of evidence. Is it that kind of thing? Or is
no,
it more,
because it's all fiction.
It's all fiction. Okay.
But we want to know how it's made,
okay.
And also interviews with the actors because we're in love with
You're
them.
In love.
You know, and we want to become a detective uh-huh. in Tatort.
Okay, that's your...
Seriously good for your career. Okay, this is like you've made it.
You've made
if you're
it.
A
okay.
detective in Tatort, then you've made it.
You've made it. Excellent. So the most complimentary material mm-hmm. can be found on the website Des Ersten
yes.
in the first
so,
place.
ARD
yeah.
ist das erste deutsche Fernsehen.
Ach so, okay.
Yeah, so it's a public broadcaster.
Right.
And we have das erste deutsche Fernsehen, which is the ARD, and das zweite deutsche Fernsehen, which is the ZDF, zweites
okay.
deutsches Fernsehen. And very often we call them im ersten, im zweiten.
Right, so these are the channels on the first German channel, as it were.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Hier kann man durch zusätzliche Infos und viele vergangene Folgen stöbern.
Right, so here, talking about the website, mm-hmm. can one through, is that something about quoting or something?
Zusätzlich is phrases. Extra.
Oh, right, okay, sorry, I'm messing that up. What's a phrase?
Ein Satz.
Satz, is it linked there?
No.
Okay. Zusätzliche Info, so you can, through extra information, and viele vergangene Folgen.
Stöbern, browse.
You can browse through
yeah.
extra info and many vergangene Folgen,
previous past episodes.
Okay. There we go. Well, we'll need to find out more about the Tatort, and I wonder if we can get that on something like Netflix or something.
No, you can get it on a Mediathek im Ersten.
Okay.
So it's on the internet, and mm-hmm. I used to watch it here from Scotland,
mm-hmm.
and it's brilliant. But you can only watch it after 8 p.m. in Germany.
Right.
Because it contains crime.
Okay.
So it's not available before 8 p.m. German time.
German time. Okay, so before the watershed,
yes.
you can't watch it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, that is a very interesting text. And again, we will tell you a little more about how you can get access to the written version of the text and all our notes on the text in just a moment. The Coffee Break German magazine is just one part of the full range of Coffee Break German resources available. You can check out our online courses, the premium versions of the lessons, which include, depending on the course, exercises, vocabulary, video versions and bonus audio. Or check us out on social media and practice your German. We are Learn German on Twitter, Coffee Break German on Facebook and search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Okay, welcome back. Now, in this section of the podcast, we are going to be answering a listener's question. Yes, we have had a number of questions from listeners. And if you would like to ask a question yourself and have Andrea answer the question, then we'll be letting you know how to do that in just a few minutes. But for now, let's turn the attention to Alexia's question. Over to you, Alexia.
Hello, my name is Alexia. And my question is, how do I learn German vocabulary more easily, because there are words that I don't encounter every single day and there are so many to memorize, and also the types of feminine, masculine and neutral. How do I keep the track of that for every single word? Thank you very much.
Vielen Dank, Alexia. Okay, in this German language surgery, it's time to hand over to Dr. Andrea.
Yes, I wish I were a doctor, still working on it. Yes, I've heard this question many times. People want to increase their vocabulary. A good way to do this is by reading. That could be children's books or newspapers or magazines, just to be exposed to more vocabulary.
And what about knowing the gender of a word? How do we know if it's a der, die or das word?
That's the big question, isn't it? There are a few rules concerning the endings of a noun. We all know that chen ending is the diminutive, and it means that the noun is das.
So like Beispiel, das Mädchen.
Das Mädchen, yes. Careful though that this ending can vary depending on where you are.
That's
in
right,
the German-speaking
yeah.
world. For example, us Swiss, our ending is li, so it would be meitli.
Meitli, okay. But that, is that still a neuter word?
Yes.
That's meitli.
Yes, yes. And there are other endings depending on where you are, okay? And but the best way to learn the gender is really by looking it up. Mm-hmm. And writing it down. So a good way to learn vocabulary is by making cards and you look up the gender as well as the plural.
Okay,
you're doing yourself a good, a real favor. A good page to look up nouns or vocabulary in general is the Duden.
Yep, so the famous dictionaries.
Yes, and it's Duden, Duden.de. And the Duden is so great that it even gives you the cases.
Okay.
So if we have der Mann, then we would have genitive des Mannes, and it gives you all this.
Okay. What I quite like to do when I'm learning vocabulary and working with a language where there are different genders, I actually like to use color and think either use different types of card colors or simply write in different colors of pens for the different genders so that my brain associates those colors with the genders of the nouns. And
yes.
It helps me.
Yes, I think this is a really good way to learn. And you can have sections, nouns, verbs, adjectives, etc.
Excellent. Well, Alexia, we hope that that helps you in your learning of German. And thank you again for sending us your question. If you would like to send a question for the Coffee Break German magazine, then simply head to coffeebreakquestions.com. Or you can also call us. The UK number is 0141 416 6880. In the US, dial 347 474 6880. Or if you're in Australia, dial 08 7200 6880. We look forward to receiving your questions. So we're back for our final segment of this edition of the Coffee Break German magazine. And we're back with Olivera. Hallo Olivera, wie geht's?
Hallo, mir geht's gut, Mark. Und wie geht's dir?
Mir geht's wunderbar, danke. So for each episode of the Coffee Break German magazine, we've asked Olivera to come up with something interesting about the German language, about an interesting word or an interesting expression. And I would like to know what you've found for us today.
Heute geht es das Wort 0815.
Okay, so something about 0815.
Yeah, exactly, genau.
So what's this all about?
Well, it's an expression that's used in Germany, in Deutschland, in Österreich, in der Schweiz und in Südtirol.
Okay.
Und es ist ein bisschen abwertend, so quite derogatory.
Okay, quite derogatory, right? So what exactly does it mean?
Es bedeutet ganz gewöhnlich oder nichts Besonderes. Oder
so nothing special?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Oder billig.
Cheap.
Yeah, okay. Cheap.
Okay.
Genau.
So why, can you give us an example of how you would use this in a sentence?
So for example, if I asked you, Mark, wie war der Film gestern im Kino?
So how was the film yesterday in the cinema?
Yeah, and you would think that it was just nothing special.
Okay,
it's okay
so
to see it once, but...
You wouldn't go back.
Yeah, exactly.
So in that case, could I say, es war 0815?
Yeah, you could totally say that.
Okay, so es war 0815.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's like an adjective.
Yeah. So where does this come from?
Yeah, it's a bit odd, actually. It comes from the First World War, aus dem Ersten Weltkrieg.
Okay.
Als Deutschland ein Maschinengewehr benutzt hat. It was using a machine gun, MG0815,
okay.
Die MG0815. And as we know, the war wasn't going so well for Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality of these guns got worse and worse over time. And at some point it was just pretty cheap and not of very good quality. Also die Waffe war sehr billig und von nicht guter Qualität.
Okay.
And then the soldiers would just refer to it and say, diese Waffe ist 0815. And that term would just stand for quite bad quality.
Okay, so that has come into everyday language then?
Yeah, it's still used.
And even you as a young native speaker, you would use this?
Even I would use this, yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, an interesting expression, 0815.
Yes.
Well, let's hope that this lesson has not been 0815 for our listeners.
Ganz und gar nicht, sicher nicht.
Well, thank you, Olivera, and we will hear more from you in the next episode.
Danke, Mark.
Well, that is almost it for this episode of the Coffee Break German magazine. Andrea, what do you think? Have you enjoyed it?
Yes, thank you very much for letting me be part of this. Talking about Tatort, that's my dream job.
Well, we're not going to be talking about Tatort next time. We're going to be moving on to a different topic. In fact, moving into a different area because we're actually heading to Austria for the next episode. Not physically, unfortunately, but we're heading to Vienna. And you can enjoy learning about the Wiener Prater in the next episode of the Coffee Break German magazine. But before then, if you would like to get access to the lesson notes, the transcript of all the German included in this episode, and of course to our vocabulary and exercises, then you can do so at coffeebreakgerman.com. Just head over to the website and you'll see by scrolling down the page, you'll be able to access the premium version there.
Don't forget that you can practice your German on social media. Search for Coffee Break German on Facebook, we'll learn German on Twitter, and you can find Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
And for everything you need to know, of course, it's coffeebreakgerman.com. For now, vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.